Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning our studies in Maseches Damai. Today we'll be learning Perek Aleph, that's the first chapter, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Now, as far as what Damai is produce that it's doubtful whether or not tithes have been taken. It's purchased from a person who may be well-meaning but is not particularly learned, and we're not sure whether or not it was properly tithed. So there are certain tithes that must be taken, and if they're not taken, then there's a spiritual death penalty, misibidei shemayim, that hangs over them. So it's a pretty serious thing. Those, we believe, the person has probably taken, but there are other tithes that may not have been taken. So the sages instituted that if one acquires produce from an unlearned person, an Am Haaretz, then he must take certain tithes. Other tithes can be ignored, other tithes are assumed to have been taken, and we'll cover all of that in the Mishnayos ahead. Now, the first Mishnah is a list of certain fruits that are exempt from the laws of Damai, that one does not have to bother taking these tithes from them, and we'll go through that list, and then we'll explain why that is. So the first Mishnah says, Hakalin Shabedamai, they were lenient. Certain things were not included when they instituted the laws of Damai. What are these? Hashisin, Vaharimin, Vehauzradin, Ubenos Shuach, Ubenos Shikma, Venovlos Hatamarim, Vahagufnin, Vehanitzpa. So there's a whole list here of different fruits, and I don't know the names of most of these fruits, but let's take a look in the Bartan Aruch, who will explain what some of them are. So before that, we have Hakalin Shebedamai. These are the ones that they treated leniently when it came to Damai. Shehekilu Chachamim al Haperus Halalu. The rabbis, the sages, treated these types of fruit leniently when it came to Damai. Hanizkarin ben Misnisan, the ones that are in this Mishnah. Shalola Asron Damai, that you don't have to take tithes from them in a case of doubt. Lefisha Cheskasan, Boim Min HaHefker, Mishum Delo Cheshive. Because there's a supposition that they came from ownerless property, that they grew wild, because these are not important crops. Ve'esbahu Treisveke, and there's two doubts involved with these fruits. Suffek Boim Min HaHefker, there's a case of doubt whether or not they came from ownerless property, upaturim min hamaiser, which would exempt them from tithes altogether. Vafilo im timatze lomar shebayim min hashamor, and even if you would say that they came from guarded property, that they weren't ownerless, v'chayavim b'maiser, and that they would therefore be obligated in maiser, shemen nisasru, maybe they already had tithes taken. So because of the sveik sveika, because of the double case of doubt, they were lenient and they did not institute that these particular types of fruit needed to be tithed. B'demai, and what's this demai? Hem ha-tevuah v'ha-peros ha-nalchakim ma'ameh ha-aretz shehem chashudim al ha-maisros. This is produce and fruits that one acquires from an unlearned person, and we have reason to suspect that maisers, tithes, may not have been taken. V'ha-chever ha-lokeach peros ma'ameh ha-aretz tzarech l'ha-frish mehem trumas maiser u-maiser sheni bilvad. And a firm person who acquires such fruits from an unlearned person needs to separate from them the trumas meiser, which is the gift to the Kohen that would come from the portion that goes to the Levi, u'meiser sheni bilvad, and the second tithe, which is eaten in Jerusalem by the owners. Those are the only ones he has to take. Im hishnas meiser sheni, if it is a year of meiser sheni, because meiser sheni was only taken in certain years of the sabbatical cycle. But we are not worried that the unlearned person didn't take the great truma, which is the portion to the Kohen, lefisha b'misa, because that has that spiritual death penalty that I mentioned. And there's no prescribed size to it. A single kernel would exempt the entire pile. So because it has a serious penalty and because it's easy to do, there's no reason somebody wouldn't do it. You just go to a Kohen here, have a kernel, he's done. So since everyone did that one, we're not worried that he didn't. And Maaser Rishon, which goes to the Levi, and Maaser Ani, which goes to the poor, these don't have to be taken from Demai. These don't have to be taken from doubtful produce. Afal Pisha Amei Haaretz Chashudim Aleihem, even though unlearned people might not have taken them. Lefisha Yachal Bal HaPerus Lomar, Lelevi O Laani Habaim Lito HaMaisros Habaraya. Because the person who acquires the fruit can say that the Levi or the Ani who wants to claim the tithe has to prove that it wasn't given. She'ein peros halalim usrin v'tol. So the Levi or the Ani who comes and says, hey, you got to give me meiser from this produce you acquired, has to prove it. Dekaimalan b'chol duchta hamosi mechavero aleha raya. Because we have a principle all over the place that someone who wants to take something from his friend has to prove that it's owned. Basically, possession is nine-tenths of the law. You're familiar with the expression. Same in Talmudic law, which is if you want to take something from someone else, you have to prove that it's owed to you. Of Abutrumus Meiser, Lekalamemer Hachi. But we can't say this when it comes to Trumus Meiser, which is the portion that would go to the Kohen. Shehaochel Tevel, Shalo Haromu Mimenu, Matanos Kahuna, Chayev Misa. Because somebody who eats produce from which these gifts to the Kohen haven't been taken would get that spiritual death penalty. Umishum Isura, Mafrishin La, Lutrumus Meiser. So because of the threat of this penalty, we play it safe and we take this particular portion. Umaiser Sheni Nami, and the same is true in the case of the second tithe, which has to be in Yerushalayim. Kadeshlo la'achlo batuma, or shlo la'achlo chutzlo Yerushalayim. So that we shouldn't eat it in a state of ritual impurity or eat it outside of Jerusalem. So now let's see what some of these different types of fruits are. Hashisin. Te'enim midbarios. These are like desert figs. Benos shuach. Te'enim levenos hamisgadlos mishloshanim loshloshanim umisgadlim biyarim. These are figs that would grow from 3 years to 3 years in the forests. Novlos tamara. What about unripe dates? Tamarim she'eno misbashlim be'ilan, betolshino sam umanichino sam ze al ze achis bashlu. So these are dates that don't fully ripen on the tree. V'yesh omrim novlos tamarim she'apilsan haruach kodem bishulan. Some say that these were blown off the tree by the wind before they could become ripe. So in any event, they are unripe dates. What about gufnim? Anavim shemanichin osam begefen besof habitzir ubekushi misbashlim. These are grapes that remain on the vine after the harvest, and they also don't ripen very well. Okay, back in the Mishnah, ubi Yehuda and in Judea, haog vehachometz vehakusbar. So there's three more things that are also exempt in Yehuda. Let's see what those are. Haog. Back in the Bartonuro, Rambam Omer Shehu Ilan Sheose Kamin Eshkolos Adumos Adumos Vekorin Lo Ba'aravi Sumac. It's a tree that has red clusters and it's called Sumac. Vahachometz Betchila Lo Haya Hayayin Shebi Yehuda Machmitz Lefi She Hayumivian Mimenu Nechasim. Initially, they didn't make vinegar from wine in Yehuda because of the libations. They would make it from mead, from honey wine. Therefore, vinegar in Yehuda would be exempt. But after libations ceased, v'achometz ba min hayayin, and vinegar started being made from wine, achometz chayev b'dimai af b'Yehuda, kamo b'shar mekamos. Then vinegar became obligated to have these tithes taken from demai, just as it was the case in other places. V'hakusbar, what's kusbar? Kizera gad, it's quoting a pasuk when it's talking about the man. Targum Yerushalmi, kusbar koriandrobalaz. Basically, it's coriander, the white seed. Back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, called Hashisin Paturin. Rabbi Yehuda says that all wild figs don't need these maestros taken. Chutz Michel Dufra, except for those of Dufra. So let's look in the Bartonura. What's this Dufra? Shetoim Perosav Shnei Pa'amim Bashana. These would bear fruit twice in the course of a year. Back in the Mishnah, called Harimim Paturin. All rimen, whatever type of fruit that is, are exempt. Chutz mirime shikmona, except for the rimen of shikmona. And the Bartonura says, shem makom, that's the name of a place. Finally, kol beno shikma paturos, chutz min hamustapos, except for those from mustapos. What are mustapos? Shenis bashlu be'ilan, ad shenis baku me'alehen. They would ripen on the tree until they burst open on their own. So all these things that we're saying except, these are exempt except for that, those are exempt except for that, that's because the exceptions are actually more valuable, and we assume that they did not come from ownerless property. Ben halacha k'reb Yehuda, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Beis, we said that Maaser Sheni needs to be taken from Demai, but there are certain aspects of the laws of Maaser Sheni that they did not implement in the case of Demai. So the basic idea that you have to take it, need it in Yerushalayim, that's still the case. But there are certain things that may happen, certain things you can do, certain things you can't do, that they didn't institute in the case of Maaser Sheni taken from Demai. So let's look in Mishnah Beis and we'll see what those are. Hademai ein lo chomesh. The Demai, Maaser Sheni, doesn't have a fifth. Ve'ein lo biur, and it doesn't have removal. Ve'necha la'onein, and it can be fed to a person who's in a mourning period. Ve'nichnas Yushalayim ve'yotzei, and if you bring it into Jerusalem, it can be taken out again. U'ma'abdin es miyuto bedrachim, and you can leave a small amount of it on the road. Ve'nos no layam ha'aretz ve'yochal kenegdo, and you can give from it to an ignorant person and eat a comparable amount corresponding to it. Umachal and also kesef al kesef, nechoshes al nechoshes, kesef al nechoshes, v'nechoshes al peros. And you can make change. You can exchange it. Silver for silver, copper for copper, silver for copper, or copper for fruit. Ubilvad, sheyachzer v'yifte es haperos. So long as you go back and you redeem those fruits. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, v'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, ya'alu haperos v'yachlu b'yushalayim. Chachamim say those fruits should be taken to Jerusalem and eaten there. Let us look in the Bartnura, who will explain much of this. Hademai in lo chomesh. There's no fifth when it comes to demai. Hapodem Maaser Sheni shel demai. Someone who redeems Maaser Sheni from demai. Eno nosen es hachomesh mishum derov ami haaretz masrin heim. They did not institute that they have to add a fifth because most of the ignorant people would take the tithe from it. So it actually had been tithed in most cases, and we're just doing this out of playing it safe. Hilkach keren demakev b'diraisa isa b'derabanan. Therefore, the principal repayment that would be a deal breaker under Torah law, they instituted also rabbinically. Chomesh deloma akiv b'diraisa yachel. But the fifth, the extra 20, actually 25% that was necessary to be added, but would not be a deal breaker biblically, they did not institute rabbinically. The in lo biur, it doesn't have removal. Besof shlosh shanim shechayev livar kol ha-maisros kedichsiv. Biarti hekdesh min habayis. So every 3 years you had to get rid of all of your tithes from the house, and there's a pasuk to that effect. Lo saknuhu rabbanim b'demai. But the rabbis did not institute that one had to do this with produce of doubtful tithes. V'nechal onen, it can be fed to a mourner. The Maaser Sheni shal vaday aser laonen, because definite Maaser Sheni cannot be fed to an onen. Kedichsiv, and it quotes a pasuk, lo achalti ba'oni mimenu, I didn't eat it in my state of mourning. U'maaser sheni shel demai lo gazru bo, but they did not institute such a law when it comes to maaser sheni of doubtful status. V'nichnas Yushalayim b'yotzei, you can take it to Jerusalem and out again. Nifta v'nechal chutzal Yushalayim, it can be redeemed and eaten outside of Jerusalem. Masha ein kein bevadai, which is not the case with definite maaser sheni. You can leave a small amount of it on the road. If there's a small amount of Maaser Sheni of doubtful status on the roads, where it could be, you know, taken by animals or thieves who would pass by, even if it was a small amount which he could take without any trouble to himself, ubelo hefsed, and wouldn't cost him any financial loss to do so. Eino choshesh lo, we're not worried about it. So meniach oso liaved b'derech b'makom shehusham, and we leave it even though we know it's going to get destroyed in the place where it's left. V'nosnin oso la'am ha'aretz, you can give it to an unlearned person, lechol b'Yerushalayim, to eat in Jerusalem, afal pi shehu chashed lechol b'tumah, even though we're worried that he might eat it in a state of ritual impurity. Masha'en kein b'vadai, she'en mosrin oso la'am ha'aretz, lefi she'eno nizhar lechol b'tahara. This is not the case with definite meiser she'eni, because you're not allowed to give it to an unlearned person out of fear that he might eat it in a state of uncleanliness. And then you can eat a corresponding amount, corresponding to what you gave the unlearned person. And also kesef al kesef, you can exchange silver for silver, and silver for copper, and copper for copper, and etc. And yesh lo kesef maisha sheni, if he has money which has the sanctity of maisha sheni, shel demai, but of a doubtful maisha sheni. V'hud tzarech lo, and he needs this money, yachal l'chalo al kesef chulin, he can exchange it for secular money, masha ein kein bavadei, but he can't do this when it comes to definite meiser sheni. V'yachazer v'yifte es haperos, he has to then exchange the fruit. V'achikamar v'yachal lachzer v'liftos es haperos im yirtze. What it means to say is he can then go and exchange and redeem these fruits if he wants. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim omrim eino yachal lachzer v'liftosam ela mala haperos v'yushalayim. But the Chachamim say that he cannot exchange these, he has to take them to Jerusalem. V'halacha k'chachamim. And this is, in fact, the halacha. Join us tomorrow. We will continue and actually conclude this chapter with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.